Hey y'all, I'm Ashley.
And I'm Hunter.
And this is More Than Alive,
where we explore what it means to live a connected and intentionally balanced life.
We hope that through thoughtful conversations between ourselves and others, that we'll continue to learn more about how we can thrive in a modern world cluttered with confusion and distraction.
We're excited to have you join us on this journey. Welcome back to More Than Alive. So, Ashley, what made you feel alive today?
Well, okay, this morning I did a quick 5-minute meditation before I walked in to work, and it just set the tone for my day already. I mean, it's like mid-morning right now, but I seriously have had like the best, most energetic morning, and I think that played a big role.
So what did that 5-minute meditation look like quickly? Like you said before you went into work, so did you like do it like in the car, or was this at like home?
Yeah, I did it in the car once, in the parking lot.
Not while driving.
No, I was not closing my eyes and meditating while driving. Although you could meditate and drive, just like with open eyes. Once I got to work, I was like, I had a couple of stressful days, honestly, and walking into work, I didn't want to bring that with me. And so I was like, okay, what can I do? Oh, 5-minute meditation. And I use the Peloton app, and it's super, super simple. I just put in 5 minutes, and then they had like a level up meditation. That's what it was called. So it was about kind of like stepping up your game. It was more talking about in the gym, but I really took it as like stepping up my game in the day. So I was like, okay, I got this. I just took a few deep breaths, sat there for 5 minutes, and then after it was over, I walked into the gym, and I seriously, I know it sounds cheesy, I felt very alive. So I really want to do that more often for sure. But what about you? What made you feel alive today?
Yeah, well, honestly, I haven't really felt alive in the way we normally think about it. I've actually been like pretty stressed and just really busy the past few days with a lot of the things that, you know, happened to line up at the same time, and a lot of different commitments and requirements that I had to fulfill. So I've actually been like pretty stressed the past few days. But honestly, I think that is part of what being alive is. And there's times like that you're going to feel that way. So I think that kind of made me feel alive, feeling like not great and perfect all the time, and feeling like there's some other things that you might be worrying about or thinking about. So I want people to realize that too, that sometimes feeling alive isn't always, sunshine and rainbows and walking around and feeling great. Sometimes feeling alive is the tough shit we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. But anyway, today, me and Ashley are going to be talking a little bit about ways that we can stay active outside of the gym. As trainers, Ashley and I both love going to the gym and being in that environment, but not everyone feels the same way. Maybe they just want to take a break. And so today we just want to discuss ways that we can be active just day to day without having to walk into a gym, just living life.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's a thing that a lot of people forget about, is like activity can happen outside of the gym. I think we like have created this mindset, a lot of people at least, of like, okay, I work out in the gym. Outside of the gym,
yes,
I do not work out. That is where I get my activity, and that is it. And I just kind of like kick through that box a little bit and really remind people that there are so many different ways to be active. And maybe that's you've been in a gym and you're like, get me out of here, or you're kind of intimidated by the gym, or you can't afford it, or you don't have access to it, you know, whatever that looks like. There are so many different ways for a lot of people to be active and move outside of an air-conditioned gym with a bunch of dumbbells and machines.
And there's a lot of people who go to the gym every day, work out, and then they go home and they're sitting at their desk, or they're working, or they're sedentary for the rest of the day. And there's other people that don't work out as much, or don't maybe go to the gym or have a membership, but they're just active individuals. And there's not a right or wrong way or side to be on, but it's just, it goes to show you that there's so many different ways. It's a lifestyle. Like, being active should be more of a lifestyle. And so today we hope to talk about more of ways that we can be active when we're not there working out in the gym. So
yeah, I totally agree. I think that sometimes, and whether you can help it or not is dependent on a lot of different things, but you know, maybe you do have a 9-to-5 or have to sit all day, and that hour in the gym is your sacred time. And that's the only time you can really get moving. But I do want to remind people that it's like, okay, well, if you're just doing that hour of activity a day, if you have choice to do more, maybe that's not enough.
And that it all adds up, and that all the activity that we do throughout the day does add up. And so there's this thing called, which I know you've heard about it, it's called NEAT. And what that stands for is non-exercise active thermogenesis. So that sounds like a pretty big sciencey word, but all that is kind of what it says, non-exercise thermogenesis, which is the way that we can burn calories and lose fat by just moving and being active throughout the day.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I always talk with my nutrition clients about this, of being like, even if, because a lot of people have guilt, and I know we're not really talking about food here, but I just want to go off on a little tangent. A lot of people have guilt about they're like, oh, I just sat and worked all day, and then I had to do laundry, and then I had to pick up my kid from school. I can't eat this dinner. I don't feel like I earned it. I didn't get my workout in or something. I'm like, wait. Your body was working really hard. It burned a lot of calories, even if you're just sitting there, especially if you're working your brain. Your body is using and consuming so much. You got to fuel it. So sorry, not to go off on a nutrition tangent there, but you're right. You know, our daily movement, even if you are mostly sedentary, our daily processes, all our different bodily systems are taking energy to work. They need energy. So it's not just about being in the gym. That's not the only time, or when your Apple Watch is on. That's not the only time you're burning
calories.
Only time
you're working out. Yeah. And one of the things I think that immediately just comes to mind and is a great place for people just to start is simply walking more. I think that like we're living in a time now where overall people are walking around and just moving their bodies less and less. But you don't have to jump, you know, quickly into doing a million different things to stay in shape. Maybe for you, it's just spending time walking a little bit more each and every day. So for me personally, I love like waking up in the morning and going for a walk. And sometimes in the mornings I do wake up and love going straight to the gym to work out. There's sometimes when I don't feel like I want to go to the gym. And for me, I sometimes feel even better after by just getting up, going for a walk. Also too, like after, you know, eating a big meal or something like that, just go for a walk. It's going to help you digest and you're going to feel better after it. And sometimes you don't even think about it, but you're still moving and getting active. So
I have a question for you from like a male perspective. Do you feel like it's a female activity to go for a walk? Because when you were kind of describing that, I was like, oh, I feel like whenever I'm driving around the neighborhood or walking around, when I see men, they're typically with a female or a child, but for the most part, it's like women walking alone. So, you know, that's another conversation.
That's a good question. So I actually haven't really thought about that. Like it sounds so funny to even say that that walking such a human thing to do that we started doing when we were young is like a feminine thing to do.
Yeah,
but
why
to be honest,
it
is funny because like, I would never really like reach out to my guy friend and say, hey, let's go for a walk around the park.
Yeah, but I do that all the time with my girlfriends.
Yeah. Which is funny. And like, I don't know why there is even that barrier, if there is one, to think of asking that. But
that
is funny. Like when you bring that up, I haven't really thought about that. Like to me personally, I don't think of it that way. I just think, oh, I'm going for a walk. Like every human should be doing, walking around. But that is funny how, you know, culture has kind of given that idea that walking is for, you know, moms around the neighborhood or for girls going to walk their dog down the street. It's funny. It's different.
Yeah,
let's change that.
Just from me just saying that, and now it's going to stop. No, but seriously, there's so many situations where everyone can walk and everyone should walk. I live in downtown Charleston and luckily, I'm able to walk to a lot of places, and I love that. I really try to do that as often as I can.
Yeah. Have you ever been like on the phone having a conversation with someone, and then it's like next thing you realize you look down and that conversation has been going on for like 30, 45 minutes and like all you've been doing is sitting in one spot talking.
Yeah, I love to do that. I remember you said the other day that, oh, you mean sitting?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I thought you were...
No, so what I was saying is like, how many times do we like...
Could you have been walking?
Yeah, could have been walking. So it's like, you look at your phone and you're like, I've been talking to this person for 45 minutes and all I've done was lay on my bed or sit
here.
No,
to be honest with you, I don't do that often. I go walk.
Yeah, which is good. So that's what I was saying is that's one thing that I actually love to do is like, if I'm getting ready to have a phone conversation with someone and I know it's probably going to be a little bit, I'll go for a walk. I'll grab my shoes, just go walk where I live. So I don't live in downtown Charleston. I live right over the bridge on the other side, but we have a really good walking path that kind of leads you back into like a little nature trail. So it's really cool to go back there. But there's plenty of times like I'll, you know, if I'm ready to have like a serious conversation with someone that I want to kind of be on my own with, I'll grab my shoes, go for a walk. And it's great because I've noticed that I like have more clarity too when I'm walking. It's like when I'm thinking while moving, it's like thoughts come to me, I feel better. That's one tip I have for people too is times that you're just sitting around, do that, but walk. Like,
yeah. Okay. So going off of that, I think that a place where people can take advantage of walking is a public park. Mm-hmm. I know that a lot of different urban areas have public parks and maybe that's not the case where you live, but hopefully it is. I know in Charleston, especially, we have a few awesome public parks in the area. And that's one of my favorite ways to get active outside the gym. And actually, so what we were just talking about is like going on walks with friends. I do that a lot. And I remember a few weeks ago, my friend and I were walking around the little like track kind of paved area of this public park near our house. And you know, in a lot of parks, how they have like the gym equipment, like every like 30 feet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know, yeah.
Okay, so obviously, I'm not going to say go to this every day instead of a gym or something, but like seriously, there are free machines and pull-up bars and different things that you can use, or like public benches or something, you know, to get a little bit of activity in. And so my friend and I were walking the other day and we were like, let's do it.
Yeah.
So there was like this, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like this long pole, like angled, like some of the little exercise things around the track.
You're like, what is this for?
So there was one where you like put your hands on it and then you're like bent over and the pole is like next to you and you like jump over like left and right. I don't know if I'm describing this right, but we were doing it. We're like, this is awesome.
That's funny.
This is free. We're outside. Like, and then we just kept walking and kept doing a couple more. So I know that's kind of silly and maybe not realistic, but public parks in general, like they often do have green space or just different areas.
Yeah.
To
and we actually have we have a pull-up bar like on that path I was telling you about. Like you go down the street and it's like, there's nothing there except for a little pond. And then randomly is a pull-up bar.
Oh,
so
awesome.
It's like, there's plenty of times like I'd wake up and I'd go for a walk and like just to get started, I go and just try to knock out like 10 pull-ups or something.
Do you actually?
In the morning? Yeah, I would. Now,
that's
not
awesome.
Every day, but like when I do go for the walk and I pass it, it's like I can't like pass it and not do it. So it's like I kind of remind myself, okay, if I'm walking basically under this pull-up bar to go to like the trail that's in the woods, I'm going to knock out like 10 pull-ups now. And then same thing when I'm walking back to like leave. And
yeah,
stuff, so.
And if you're listening to this and you're like, wait, I can't do a pull-up. Like at a lot of these little stations, they have, I know y'all have seen them before. Come on. Like they have the little like diagrams of what to do.
Yeah.
Like maybe next time you're in a public park, just look at one and be like, I'm going to do that really quickly. I don't know. It's just a fun way definitely to to switch it up and get active outside the gym.
Even just speaking of being outside and doing that, another great way to stay active is doing your own yard work. And I'm sure there's people that be like, what? I don't want to do my own yard work. But think about this. You could save money and get in shape by being the one that goes out and is spreading your own pine straw or raking your own leaves or planting your own plants and doing that stuff. Like being outside, one, it's great because you're getting that vitamin D. You're out in the sun and everyone in the world needs more of that, or at least maybe in America, needs more of just being out and active. Doing your own yard work is tough. It's not easy. I mean, my brother actually, he does he has his own landscaping company, and there's plenty of times that he tells me like what he's been doing, like moving these things and having these wheelbarrows and all this stuff that he's moving around. And it's like, it's crazy. It's like, honestly, when you think about it, that's a pretty functional, dynamic workout that you just completed. And
Oh, there's a lot of... You're squatting, you're bending over, you're lifting, you're pulling, pushing. You're
twisting, turning, shoveling stuff, so...
Say another word, yeah.
Yeah.
We just said, like, every action.
Every move you could do.
No, you're right. I think that's a useful thing. Okay, but pop quiz. Hunter, what about people who live in, like, apartments? What if they don't have their own yard? I mean, maybe this
well,
just
Well, then I guess you're just going to have to walk twice.
Or go ask the house down the street.
Yeah. Like, can I just, like, mow your lawn?
Do your yard work?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. A little side gig. No, I think that's an awesome tip for people who have yards. And I feel like most people who that like struggle with that, they're like, oh, I really need to work in my yard. I really need to work on my yard. And maybe if you're going to the gym every day, swap that out a couple days.
Yeah. And it's getting that time of year where people are doing that. So yeah.
Or okay, here going along with that, let's say this for like people who live in apartments or don't know how to do yard work or something, like doing maybe a little like project around the house. You know what I mean? Like if this is simple. I obviously don't know much about this stuff, but like if something's wrong with the light, if you need to switch the light bulb, Ashley, this is just, no, but seriously, like doing it yourself rather than maybe you have a roommate or a partner or someone that could do it. Like, wait, no, I can do that. Get the ladder out, climb up, change it. Or, you know, maybe a longer project too.
I know what my dare is going to be for you. Ashley, change your own light bulb.
Yeah. Too bad you don't have the dare this week. It's my dare.
All right. Still.
Have I ever changed my own light bulb? Not sure about that. But okay, going along with that, actually, a tip I have for like being active or another way that people can think is actually to clean your house.
Yeah.
I love turning on a podcast or turning on music or something and vacuuming, even then you can't hear the sound.
like, I love listening to music
with the
vacuum going.
I turn on my favorite song and then I start vacuuming. Okay, you could have your AirPods in though.
True.
Whatever. But seriously, like doing the laundry, cleaning the kitchen, all these things, that takes, that. I can't speak today. That takes energy, right?
It does.
And that is being active. And maybe that's something you've been putting off for a few days. Do that. That's you. That could be your workout for the day.
We've talked in the past about stacking good habits. What better habit is there than cleaning your apartment or fixing your yard, whatever it is, and staying active while you're doing it?
Like, yes. So, okay, the other day, my roommates and I, so we have a record player in our living room. And
what is that? What's a record player?
Ask your grandfather. So we have a record player in our living room, and we got the Olivia Rodrigo album the other day, the Sour album. Don't know haters. If you're hating on Olivia Rodrigo,
she's awesome.
O-Rod, you can just go ahead and keep your comments to yourself. She's awesome. Okay, Ashley, not a music podcast. But so we turned it on the record player, and we're like, okay, we're going to clean for 30 minutes. We're going to listen to the whole album. Let's go. We started blaring it. I'm sure our neighbors loved it. We have people that live above us. I'm sure they loved it. And we all just pitched in. We cleaned the living room. We cleaned the kitchen. We all cleaned our own rooms. And we were just like jamming out to O-Rod.
Yeah.
That's what people call her. But that's just like a fun activity. If you have kids or a partner, you can be like, okay, we're going to turn on this album or this awesome podcast that we want to listen to, and let's go. Let's work. And that's being active, people. That's moving. That's hard stuff.
Yes.
Vacuuming is hard.
Definitely. And yeah, so I do the same thing. There's so many times that I love like just throwing on a podcast and trying to do things around my house and stay active. But another thing that I also like love to do, and this is a good tip for people to stay active, is what I like to call ad workouts. So no, I didn't say ab workouts, even though that can be part of it.
A-D?
But A-D, like ads. So
okay.
Now I would say commercial workouts, but like nowadays it's like people aren't even watching TV anymore where there's like actual like commercials. It's all these little like ads between YouTube and even like on Netflix, like when you're changing the episode and to go to the next one. When you have that little break in time where you're not constantly being stimulated by watching something, why don't you drop down and do like some push-ups, do some air squats, do some crunches. I remember when I was younger, I, for some reason, and still to this day, I don't enjoy like training core and abs. It's like, you do it because like, you know, it's good for you, but it's not like my favorite thing to train and work. But there were times growing up when I would pair that with watching TV. So I would tell myself, okay, I get to go watch whatever show I want to watch, but I'm also like, when the commercial comes on or when the show stops for a little bit, I'm going to try to like hold a plank or do something like that. And one, it's cool because you could actually see your improvements. It's like, oh, last time I did this, I couldn't last the whole commercial. Now I can last the commercial. So that's another
tip. Did these commercials get shorter? Okay, so what is one thing? So yes. I'm like a YouTube rat. I love watching YouTube, and they do have a lot of ads. Okay, so probably do that in the next couple of days. Give me a workout right now when the ad comes up. So say the ad is like 2 minutes long, and I'm not going to say skip the ads.
yeah, don't skip the ad.
Because these days there's really not many like ads that you can't skip, but I'm not going to say skip. I have 2 minutes. What do I do?
All right. So for 2 minutes, here's what you're going to do. You're going to start and you're going to try to hold a plank for a minute if you can to start. So you're going to sit there and hold that for a minute. If you can't go for a minute, that's fine. Only 30 seconds. That's okay. But you're going to start off with a plank. After that, I want you to do 10 push-ups. If you can't do a regular push-up, you can obviously always drop to your knees, make it a little bit easier. Doing 10 push-ups, 10 air squats, and then 10 crunches. And then repeat that one more time, 10 push-ups, 10 air squats, 10 crunches, and then hold that plank. See if you can hold it for another minute. So that's honestly like what I would do, is something quick where you're moving and you're not just sitting there doing for 2 minutes straight of push-ups or 2 minutes straight of squatting or trying to hold a 2 minute plank. You can always mix up. That's the thing, is like, I can give you a workout, but there's so many different things you can do and try to throw in there.
Yeah,
so,
of course. But no, I like that idea. I'm gonna do it next time.
Plank to start, plank to finish, and then in between it, try to knock out like two rounds of 10 push-ups, 10 squats, 10 crunches.
Okay, got it. And if I'm watching Netflix, because you know that next episode loads in like 5 seconds, and it gives you like no time. It's like, oh, maybe if it goes, are you still watching?
Yeah, or when it goes to the intro and recaps what you just watched.
Yeah,
you know,
during
Netflix
the intro,
shows?
I'm like, okay, don't skip intro. Instead, I'm going to do a plank and some squats. Definitely going to do that a couple times over the next week or so, and I will report back. All right. So a way that I have been active outside of the gym also in the last couple years is last year and then this year I'm doing it again, I've been in an adult kickball league. Have you done that, or have you done like any sort of like rec sports? I know you were an athlete in college. Have you done any like sports outside? Because it's so fun.
Yeah, no,
it is so
I
much
do
fun.
Think I yes, and I have done like an adult men's like lacrosse league that was just kind of for pickup and for fun, but I honestly do need to do something that's different. Like, I've been doing lacrosse like my whole life. I should mix it up and join a kickball league or play pickup basketball or do something like that.
Yeah, there's so many. Like, go out. If right now you're thinking, I mean, if you live in Charleston, you probably know about all the Charleston different sports. If not, just Google it. I forget what it's called. Okay, I'll link it in the show notes. When it's like Charleston recreational something. Yeah. I don't know. But in other cities, they have them too. And like, not just kickball. They have kickball, soccer, like different sports, volleyball. Here they have like beach volleyball and stuff. There's so many ways to be active, like, and play kind of sports with your friends, mm-hmm. in which, you know, community, yeah. building community, meeting new friends, which is awesome. And that's not just you going to the gym with your earbuds in and getting a workout in.
I will say, so one of the things I just thought about it when you said that is I love like spike ball. You know what spike ball is?
Yes.
Yeah. So I know maybe not everyone has the opportunity to be by a beach, but my favorite thing to do is like in the summers, going out to the beach and like, yeah, I'll bring a chair, but yeah, you can do it in the park.
Yeah.
But I like the beach because it is kind of a good workout, because having to move that quickly in the sand is tougher than being on grass. But I love doing that. It's a great way to stay active. It's something different. Work on your hand-eye coordination. So shout out spike ball.
Yeah, spike ball is such a fun thing to do on the beach rather than just sitting there and drinking a margarita, right?
Like, well, that's not that bad either.
You're right. We do both. I feel like that's like the conclusion we come to.
You drink a couple margaritas and then you play spike ball.
Right. Like we come to that conclusion so many times in our podcast. We're like, you do both.
Yeah.
just do both. And that's honestly what we're saying in this episode too. We're not saying don't go to the gym. We're not saying, you know, only be active in these certain ways. Do both. Mix it up.
Yeah.
Just make sure you're not only being active, like we said, just in the gym. Think about being active in other ways, because it could bring a lot more benefits. Like like we said, about community or natural sunlight, like all those things that you're not getting in the gym are important to think about.
And it all adds up. Like I said at the beginning, don't think that like you're not doing the right thing because you went for a walk and you're not sweating and tired at the end of it. But like when you add up at the end of the day, all the different things you do. So maybe you went for a walk in the morning and then you went and cleaned your apartment and then you met your friends to go play spike ball at the park.
Man,
and then you did this
and
that.
It's a lot. Busy day.
It's a lot. Yeah. And then at the end, at night to cap it off, you're watching Netflix with your friend, your significant other. And in the middle of it, you know, you just drop down and start doing push-ups.
Dang. Wait. Actually, that leads right into it. Let's wrap up and I have my dare for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Hunter, I dare you to do what you just said.
What?
Is do four things that we kind of just talked about in one day.
Okay.
And don't go to the gym. You're not allowed to go to the gym.
That sounds good. I'll do that. I'll
seriously,
knock it out.
Go for a walk by yourself, then clean your apartment, Blair O'Rod.
O'Rod.
We'll keep calling it that. People are like, please stop.
Oh, right.
Clean. Then do an activity outside with friends.
Okay.
And then do your little ad workout. Do that all in one day. And please document it on... Okay, he's going to document that tomorrow Instagram. Okay. On our Instagram. Okay?
Sounds good.
You're gonna
do it? I will.
Yeah?
And here's another thing, too, is I think, honestly, keep track of, like, if you have all those fitness trackers and stuff, there's probably a good chance that the day you don't go to the gym, but you're more active and doing all that stuff, you burn more calories, get more steps in than if you just were to go to the gym in that morning and then go work all day.
You never know. So you heard it here. We're two fitness instructors and personal trainers, and we said, don't go to the gym.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm just kidding. No, that's awesome. I think that, like, those are some really good tips. I really enjoyed thinking about those with y'all, with you, and I hope that y'all listening were reminded of ways to be active outside. So... All right, Hunter, you're going to document being active tomorrow on our Instagram. If you don't follow us on Instagram, it's at More Than Alive Pod. So follow along. We post some good things on there. Keep
y'all
updated.
Some really good things.
Yeah, things, awesome things, those sorts of things, all different kinds of things. Okay, that's enough. We need to get out of here. All right, guys. Well, we will see y'all next time.
All right. Talk soon.
Bye, y'all. The More Than Alive podcast is brought to you by our awesome team, producer Addison Anthony, recording and mixing engineer Dries Vandenberg, music by JD Moon and Taylor McDonald, and your hosts, Ashley Anthony and Hunter Fascinero.